Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, Crown Acura, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, TheSaber.com, Canal Capital Management, Jeff McDonald & Associates, Maxwell & Associates, Hilldrop Moving & Storage, Invictus Sales & Marketing, and James River Air. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking. Season 17 with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
And welcome to Who's Talking Tonight. And it's Die Hard Frank in the studio alone. I battled the snow, the sleet, the freezing rain, and some bad drivers out there who apparently are driving around without their lights on. And I don't have many pet peeves, but that's definitely one of them. Please, people, if you're out there driving and you're hearing my voice right now, please turn on the lights on your car. I mean, gee whiz. All right. So we had a big snowstorm. We thought we were going to get like an inch or two, and now we're getting about 4 or 5, and the roads are getting treacherous, so please be careful out there. Hobbo is home alone. He's like that Macaulay Culkin. He's running around tormenting Joe Pesci and those people, and probably having a lot of fun. All right. Wow, what a weekend of athletic activities. I was in Charlotte, North Carolina this weekend, saw the basketball team, which was a very impressive win. They didn't even play well, but they still managed to, you know, put a hurting on Dayton, 86-73. And Jakari White apparently could not miss. I think he was 9-for-9 from three, and his jump shot was hitting nothing but net. The football team, I don't know what happened there. That was not Virginia's best effort this year, particularly in the first half. As the game wore on, Virginia showed a lot of class and fought their way into the game. I was very impressed with Chandler Morris, the quarterback. He hung in there and hung in there when hardly anything seemed to go right. He did not have a good pocket. The offensive line, had a tough time with Duke. I think, you know, Mikhail Boley was playing with a bad ankle, and, you know, he played with a lot of guts. How he got through the game, I don't know, because you could tell he was in pain. The wide receivers were almost an afterthought in the first half, but suddenly in the second half, I think Chandler Morris told the offensive coordinator, Des Kitchings, hey, I'm going to throw the ball to the wide receivers. And sure enough, Virginia put together some drives and tied the game with, I think, 22 seconds to go in regulation. And the pass down the left sideline to Eli Wood was a thing of beauty. When the ball was in the air, I said out loud, I've never done this in the press box. The ball was in the air. I said, he's going to catch it. And sure enough, he caught it, and I screamed out, he caught it, and everybody looked at me, and you're not supposed to do that, but I did it. All right. Overtime did not go well, and I have some thoughts on that. We'll talk about that with David Sloan, our first guest tonight, who's going to join us. David was an outstanding running back for Virginia who played in the mid to late 70s and was a very reliable running back. The type of back that could go get you four and a half yards almost every time he got a handoff. And Dick Bestwick loved him. And, you know, those were some good years. David, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Frank. How are you doing? Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. You're doing great. How's the weather up there in Charlottesville?
Still snowing, but very lightly.
It's crazy. It's, you know, it's pretty fine, but it's sticking to everything now. And, you know, the temperature is in the high 20s, so it's freezing up. And, you know, I've asked people to please turn the lights, but if you don't have good tires, if you don't have front-wheel drive or all-wheel drive, you shouldn't be on the roads right now. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
But, sir, tell me, what are your just general thoughts on watching the Cavaliers playing in the ACC Championship? Not so much the outcome, but just your general thoughts.
You know, I think we knew that Duke was going to come with everything they had, especially after we won that first meeting with them. And I don't think it was an easy win, but, you know, I mean, we are right there with everybody else when it comes to winning and losing. You know, it's going to be a battle every Saturday. So, I don't know what the difference is, but Duke was ready to play, and we weren't. I mean, really, truthfully, at least in the first half, I was surprised that we were as close as we were at halftime. So.
You know, one thing I noticed, and it's just an observation, starting with the coaches did those Zoom calls with the media early in the week. You know, Manny Diaz was asked a lot of questions about did Duke even deserve to be in the game, and I think it angered them, it made them get fired up, and they clearly played with more urgency and more desire and more intensity at the beginning of the game. And that set the tone. They had those two long drives. You got to tip your hat. Anybody can drive the ball for, you know, 9-10 minutes against the Virginia defense has got something going. But I like the way Virginia gradually during the game fought their way back. One thing I would say is, Virginia, in my opinion, the coaches had an opportunity when they got to the end of regulation. I agreed with them kicking the point after to tying the game. I don't think you can go for – you can't go for two in that situation in those conditions in cold weather. You'd get yelled at by your own kids in the locker room if it didn't succeed. But – I disagree with the idea that they should have allowed Duke to have the first possession in overtime. I would have taken the first possession, scored, and made Duke look at the scoreboard and say, hey, you know, you're behind. And I thought that was a mistake, but what were your thoughts?
Well, I think, given the circumstances, I think that I was thinking the same thing, is why not go for – you know, go for the gusto. But, you know, the way it turned out was, you know, we ended up kicking the point after, and we had a same opportunity to win it as we would have had if we'd have gone for it on the touchdown, the final touchdown.
Right.
I don't know. I kind of thought Tony Elliott was going to go for it when we scored, and we certainly were running the ball. I thought very well against Duke's defense, especially in the second half.
Well, I think Virginia had them off balance, and I think Duke was shocked when Virginia tied the game. And, you know, it made me think, you know, should Virginia go for two right here? But I'm more convinced that when they made the decision, because Virginia won the coin flip for overtime, they should have said, we'll take possession. And I think if they'd done that, whether they kick a field goal or score a touchdown, most likely score a touchdown, Virginia would have put so much pressure on Duke at that point that Duke had not been under in the entire game. I think we would have had a different outcome. But, you know, I'm going to say you got to tip your hat. Duke played a good game, and they had nothing to lose playing with house money. They won the craziest group of tiebreakers I've ever read through. And and you know what?
Yeah.
If you get a break like that, you got to take it, and they did. So you got to give them credit. I'm not a big Manny Diaz fan, but I do think that Duke's players had a terrific game, and their quarterback had a good game. He threw four amazing passes on those fade patterns near the sidelines, and that's like an NFL ball. And he dropped four in there. But let's talk about what's coming. Virginia's going to play in the Gator Bowl on December 27th in Jacksonville versus an SEC team. This is Missouri. And I think this is a game that the Virginia players can get excited about, and the fans should be able to get excited about. What are your thoughts?
Well, I agree. I mean, I think that Missouri probably looks back at their season and thinks it was a real mix. You know, there were several games against better quality teams that they only lost by 5 points, 3 points, you know, a touchdown. So they probably felt like their record should have been better than what it was. So, you know, and just to jump back, I think we missed our linebacker, and I'm sorry, I'm blanking.
Cam Robinson.
Cam Robinson. I wanted to say Cam Ross, but that's not it. But Cam Robinson. And I wanted to, you know, I mean, I think him not being with us on the field played a factor in how we played on defense. But anyway, you know, against Missouri, I think – you know, I think it's a quality opponent. I mean, my gosh, they were in just about every game they played except for one or two. And
they barely lost to number 8 Oklahoma 17-6. They beat Arkansas, and you got to give them credit for that. Texas A&M put the wood to them, but I think Texas A&M has put the wood to a lot of teams. Missouri beat Auburn, which the College Football Playoff Committee chair had a hard time defending Alabama. You know, Missouri lost by 3 to Alabama, which was a top 10 team. Missouri beat South Carolina by 9. They beat Louisiana. They beat Kansas 42-31. And they also beat Iowa. Iowa's always a good, strong team. They beat them by a field goal. So, you know, that was last year. Sorry, that was the end of the last year. You got to give Missouri credit. This is a rough and tumble type of team, and Virginia's going to have to get ready.
Yeah. Well, it's not the first time we played them. I think we played them when I was a freshman out in Columbia.
Wow.
And it was, you know, it was a good game back then. That was forever ago. But, you know, you look at the number of teams I'm reading right now: Notre Dame, Iowa State, Florida State, Kansas State, Auburn, UCF, Baylor, Kansas. The number of teams that just turned down going to a bowl this year put the bowl committee in a tough situation. So I think the Hoos are going to. I hope the Hoos are going to. I think they will under Tony Elliott. I think they're going to regroup and understand that they're playing a quality opponent, and I think we will win by a field goal.
Well, you know what? If Virginia can go down to Jacksonville and win that game, against a good solid SEC opponent, I believe weren't they 8-4? I think.
Yeah, they're.
I think that would bode well for Virginia going forward, and I think it also is something they can build off of as they prepare for next season. And that, you know, that's what a lot of schools use the bowl games to do. And you can play everybody on the roster, right? And you can you can get them ready. And you know, it's too bad Cam Robinson hurt his knee. I'm a little worried about Trell Harris, who got hurt on the next to last drive of the game when he made that, what was a circus catch on the sideline that was initially ruled, he was ruled out of bounds and accused of bobbling the ball. And then they reviewed it while he was being treated on the sideline, and they ruled that it was a good catch. And that led to the field goal that gave Virginia a chance ultimately to drive later and get the touchdown. But, you know, I hope he's okay, because he's the kind of guy, he deserves a chance to play in a bowl game, and you'd like to see that.
Well, and you certainly got to tip our defense off. They improved every game this year, and they face a real threat in Ahmad Hardy, the running back for Missouri that had 1,560 yards rushing this year. So, I think it's the way the bowl game should be. There shouldn't be a bowl game where one team is heavily favored over the other. And I think that this is going to be an excellent game. And I'm just hoping that we don't get anybody hurt, and that we find what it takes to win. And I think we have that feeling already. So I think the boys just need to buckle up down there And I think it's going to be a positive game. I don't know what the score is going to be, but I think we'll win by three. Whatever the score is,
we're going to win by three. Listen, I agree with you. Thank you, David. I'm going to have to let you go tonight. Please be safe, and tell your friends up there in Charlottesville, have a good one, okay?
Thank you, Frank. Enjoyed it, and go Hoos.
Take care, David. All right, going to break. Bye-bye. I'm going to come back on the other side. We've got Jody Smith and the Ortho Virginia Injury Report.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest-growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright. The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult and Residential Services. There are two locations in Virginia, Richmond and Newport News.
To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org. Clinical Research Partners is on the front lines fighting viruses such as COVID. Would you like to help Dr. Robert Call and his colleagues?
Simply go to their website, clinicalresearchrva.com, or call 804-477-3045.
Consider enrolling in a clinical trial study. So many of our participants benefit in obtaining valuable information and treatments that improve their health.
Dr. Robert Call and his team will provide safe, efficient, and patient-centered care throughout the course of the clinical study.
This year marks 25 years of the legendary Acura MDX, America's best-selling three-row luxury SUV of all time.
Every MDX is built with Acura's commitment to precision-crafted performance, where luxury meets exhilarating drive.
Right now at Crown Acura Richmond, discover special offers on the MDX and the entire Acura lineup.
For more information, visit CrownAcuraRichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
Is your heating and cooling system a clunker?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
James Rivera will give you cash for your old clunker and send it where it belongs, the dump. Buy a new system for your home and get up to a $4,000 trade-in, special financing, and an indoor air quality bundle free. Improve your comfort and health with a new system. Call James River Air and get cash for your clunker. Cash for clunkers.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraylon Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobo-Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. And I should say I'm back because Hobo is taking a nap out in Mannequin Sabbath. Or maybe he's having some Brunswick stew or some chili. Or he's drinking some cold, ice-cold bourbon on the rocks. I mean, he's probably having fun. I'm a little jealous. All right. The Wahoos took one on the chin down in Charlotte. Team finished 10-3. And I'm worried about a couple players as it relates to the Gator Bowl in Jacksonville that's coming up in 2 weeks, which is the 27th of December, which is just 2 days after Christmas. Trell Harris, the wide receiver, landed awkwardly, and a defensive player landed on him when he made that sensational catch on the sideline late in the fourth quarter. I want to say there was maybe 4 or 5 minutes left in the game. Anyway, it was initially ruled that he bobbled, and then they ruled that he made the catch and he got his feet down, and it led to a crucial field goal that Will Bettridge somewhat redeemed himself after missing an earlier 45-yarder. He made like a 42-yarder, and that made the game far more exciting. So we have Jody Smith with us. Jody, how are you, sir?
Pretty good, Frank. How are you, man?
I tell you, I'm definitely the ultimate diehard because I saw the basketball team at high noon in Charlotte at the Spectrum Center, and then just hours later after that game was over, I hiked back down that hill to the Bank of America Panther Stadium and had to deal with the most ridiculous and absurd security stuff you've ever seen. Somebody must have phoned in a bomb threat. You know what they did? I'm telling you, before I ever got my credentials, which had to go to the South Gate, which is on the back side of the stadium, away from downtown, they had the credentials waiting there. But prior to getting there, I had to go through like two or three impromptu checks, and then when I finally got there, I was like, oh, thank God I got this. And then we went through some doors and another conveyor belt thing, and take out your keys and your phone and everything, and then they took a snapshot of my credentials, and that was the first of three times on Saturday night that my credentials were photographed and then double checked. And I've never had that happen. It didn't happen in Madison Square Garden. It didn't happen at the PNC Arena. You know, it's never happened anywhere except at the Charlotte football stadium. But anyway, how are you?
I'm good. I did not have that bad of an experience. Our entry was much easier and it was besides the outcome, was kind of a pleasant experience.
Yeah, the people were glad that it didn't get rainy or sleety, you know, and so It was cold, but it wasn't bad. But all right, let me ask you some questions about the injuries because ostensibly that's what we need to do. Thanks to your folks there at Ortho Virginia. So Trell Harris, was it a knee or an ankle?
I think it was his ankle. I mean, I think he came back and for at least one play after that, I thought, Frank. I mean, Cam Ross is the one I'm more concerned about. He didn't get much play. I didn't see him in the second half. Actually, he came out for a punt return, but he didn't really have much play in the offense. I guess that was a hamstring, his hamstring kind of lingering. So I hope that comes back. And then Boley was kind of a non-factor also. He tried, but he ended up, I didn't see his snap count, but I didn't see him on the field very much.
You know, Boley did the best he could for a long time, but he was not able to drive his man off the ball, nor was he able to shield him away from the quarterback very effectively. And, you know, it's a shame because he's Virginia's best tackle. So, you know, it's like the whole season. Our best linebacker didn't even play in the game, Cam Robinson. And have you heard anything about the progress since he's had his knee surgery?
He had a surgery done. I don't think he traveled with the team because he was recent, because his surgery was recently. But, I mean, I guess what I don't know, and I hadn't looked into it, is does he have eligibility left to come back?
Yes, you know, he does.
He's got a history of being an injury-prone guy, and even though he's a dominant player, I thought it was a travesty. He was a third team All-ACC. That's just the biggest travesty that there's – you think there's five guys better than that? That's amazing to me.
Well, you know, there is some humor there in that he was voted – the number two for defensive player of the year,
and third team All-ACC.
that makes no sense. Now, you know what really gets me is that only one Virginia player made the first team All-ACC, and that was Jamari Taylor, the UVA running back, who did break through for over 1,000 yards on his rushing attempts during the his rushing yardage in the championship game. Taylor has got to be one of the toughest guys I've ever seen because he has injured his ankle and gone back in like several plays later. He's you know, buns of steel or something. I don't know.
I wish he'd gotten a couple more carries in overtime.
Yeah, well, I can tell you this. I thought Virginia should have gone with what should have taken the first possession of OT and put Duke behind on the scoreboard. So that psychologically they had to deal with that. I would never have let them have the ball for the first possession of OT in a million years. In fact, I was floored when they let Duke have the ball because Virginia had fought so hard to tie the game up. And
yeah, I think the reasoning, I guess, is, you know, you want to know what you need to get, and if the other team scores a touchdown, then you know you have to go for two. But, you know, Duke basically played like they had nothing to lose the entire game. I think they went for it on fourth down like six times. They got five of them, and the other one they were offsides. So, I mean, you knew you had to score a touchdown, but it was more frustrating in overtime that, you know, why not just run the ball? Why not just – you got first and 10 at the 40, just run the ball.
Yeah, I thought the trick play was a bad idea, and I've had moments where I've praised Dez Kitchings and moments where I've, you know, tried not to curse. But that was a bad play call, and I don't think he'll live that one down. But listen, we got to jump to our commercial break. We want to thank you and Ortho Virginia, as always, for being outstanding supporters of our show, and Who's Talking has benefited greatly from the association, and I think you have as well, because I know a lot of people that have told me all about their experience being such a positive one, and they were Who's Talking listeners and friends of the program. So we thank you, and please be safe tonight in the snow, okay?
Yep. Thank you, Frank. Have a good night, man.
Take care. All right, we're going to jump to break. On the other side, we've got my co-host, Jim Hobgood, joining me, and also Terry Gates, former classmate up at UVA and former UVA basketball star. So stay with us.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of the Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Framing Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Is your heating and cooling system a clunker? James Rivera will give you cash for your old clunker and send it where...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Where it belongs, the dump. Buy a new system for your home and get up to a $4,000 trade-in, special financing, and an indoor air quality bundle free. Improve your comfort and health with a new system. Call James River Air and get cash for your clunker. Cash for clunkers.
Clinical Research Partners, a Richmond-based clinical research company, is working to help develop more effective medicines to treat conditions other than cancer.
Dr. Robert Call co-founded Clinical Research Partners after a long career as a respected allergist.
Dr. Call played football for the Cavs and is a UVA med school alumnus. We have to keep looking for better ways to treat disease because not everyone responds to what's currently available, and new diseases such as COVID continue to occur.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to OrthoVirginia.com.
Who's Talking Season 17 with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
All right, great music. Gotta love Chicago on a snowy night in Richmond, Virginia. Good to be back. Got a nice segment planned here. Got my co-host Jim Hobgood on the line, and I've also got Terrence Gates on another line. So we're going to try to do something we rarely do. We're going to try to somehow allow two callers into the show to spar back and forth. So, first, Hobbo, how are you doing out there?
We're good. We're good out here in the western part of the Richmond metropolitan area out here in Goochland County. Let's call it snowy Goochland County. I think we got more than our share of snow out here in the Madison Sabot area.
Well, that's exciting. Terrence, how are you?
I'm doing great. I agree with Jody.
Yeah? Yeah. On what?
On overtime.
Yeah.
Let Duke do what they're going to do. What if Duke goes for two? If they score and go for two, then you really got to score twice. If you were going to do what you said, Frank, they should have gone for two at the end of the game.
No, you a coach would get crucified if he went for two with 20 seconds to go in regulation after trailing the whole game. By tying it up and extending the game into OT, I'm just saying I would have taken the first possession, and you understand how overtime works, right? During the first OT, you have the option. In the second OT, you have to go for two.
I understand.
And that was a rule change. So to me, I think, and by the way, Carolina went for two and didn't get it against Virginia. You may recall that. I would have put Duke behind the eight ball and at least in overtime forced them to deal with the fact that they were behind on the scoreboard. And psychologically, the game had never felt good from that opening drive. So, I think they'll look at that again, and I think the coaches will think about that in the future. At least I hope they will. Yeah. All right, let's talk about basketball. I went to the game in the Spectrum, and Virginia has a lot of horsepower, a lot of firepower. However, they can't inbound the ball worth a nickel. I don't know what's going on there. What are your thoughts?
Well, obviously they've had a successful first, nine games.
Yep.
The point of victory is the average is 19.1 points, a game, but there's three tight games, and you still got a collection of alpha males that, we're the scorers on their team, and my question still comes down to, and we'll find out in the next 6-8 weeks, who's going to do the dirty work, or longer, maybe the next 12 weeks. But, yeah, I mean, for them to get – they just don't know who's going to turn which way. as a person who inbounding the ball, I mean, I had to know what each one of those kids' strengths are, and you don't find that out in practice necessarily, but you do find out in game who will go get the ball. You know, where do they want it?
Yep.
And who wants to go to the free throw line is an important thing. You know, so all that
very.
So I think Chance Mallory, the first year player who played at Stab, he wants the ball late in games, doesn't he?
Well, yeah, but that's one of the issues they have out there. Whose team is it? Is it Allen Alls? Is it Chance? Is it both of them? You know, all that has to be kind of worked out the locker room. And, you know, I would keep going back to the locker room is, you know, that's where these – I think the season's going to be really successful or not. These guys have to buy in, and they're slowly getting some film to see what they can do.
Right.
We know, you know, they know what they're used to doing for 3 years someplace, but what are they going to do now? And it's up to Dallin Hall and Chance to kind of direct these guys, but it's not like you're a 23-year-old Jeff. It's not like you're Jeff Jones telling a first-year kid what to do when Jeff's a point guard.
Right.
You know, it's a slow – and a lot of it has to be on film and analytics. Well, you didn't do this right 3 times in the last month, so maybe you shouldn't be in there at the end of the game, you know. So it's
– Hey, Terry, it's Hobbo here. You know, the interesting thing, obviously, the Dayton game, Jakari White was just sensational. Interesting. Have you ever seen a game where the bench contributed 53 points and the starters only 33?
No, and that's – you know, that's going to be one of the interesting things is can Coach Odom – say, look, you know, this is his night. I got to play him more. Nothing you did, you know, you didn't deserve to play less, but we're going to ride his hot hand. But if he doesn't go 9 for 9, they don't win.
I agree.
Right.
They don't win.
So you can say this is all great, 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 but they had a guy have a career night. You don't have those nights in your dreams, and, you know, you don't win that ball game. And give Dayton a lot of credit for just beating and banging and hanging around.
No, I think Dayton's an NCAA team. Obviously, VCU's going to be pretty good in the Atlantic 10. The other thing, Frank mentioned the turnovers, and they clearly have to work against full court pressure. And, you know, I always heard that teams that press can be susceptible to being pressed themselves, and that was evident the other day. But the other good news about this team is sharing the basketball. They had 18 assists in Austin and then 21 against Dayton on 28 and 27 made baskets. So they're clearly playing together, sharing the basketball, and trying to find the right shot.
Yeah, and those are the good games. But if you go back to Northwestern when they had 6 assists, You kind of scratch your head. How does that happen in a game you're playing to 80? But on the year, good point you brought up, Hobble. On the year, turnovers. UVA 96, their opponents 96.
Mm.
Steals.
Yeah, the other thing that seems apparent, it seems like Coach has settled into kind of a 9-man rotation. The recent addition to that is Devin Tillis, and he's been a pleasant surprise from my standpoint. I think he's going to be a contributor.
Yeah, and I think his personality, what I see from afar, not that I know the gentleman, but, you know, I think he wants to win. He wants to be a contributor. It's all about giving up. You know, you might have been the most powerful person on the court, you know, in some of the games you played in. That's not going to happen in February and March. So where do you fit in? You know, where can, you know, are you a passer? You know, do you finish plays, your offensive rebound, all that good stuff? But yeah, it seems to me he likes to pass the ball to open people, and that's always a positive thing. And when you see Mr. White hit 9 for 9, I mean, you should be passing the ball to him, right?
Yeah.
Hey, you played with the ultimate rim protector. How about Grunlo and Onyenso, the 2 7-footers back there protecting the rim? What's your thought about that?
That is one of the strengths of this team. You know, and we, you know, we're equal in turnovers, we're equal in steals. The one thing we excel in is blocking shots. So, you know, I think the defense has to tighten up. I think they need to be a little more hard nosed. But these aren't players that typically might sell themselves all out on a loose ball. They're expecting someone else to do that and throw it to them for a layup at the other end. So I just think the roles are slowly evolving, and I'm not so sure, you know, six of these nine games, it was kind of hard to tell, you know, where, you know, what direction they're going, because some of those games we had really good first halves, and, you know, that effort really wasn't quite there in the second half. And I remember their podcast that Coach Jones had, and they were talking to Dave Odom about Ryan, a conversation with Ryan. Is he said his guys were tired from playing each other. You know, they wanted, I think they want competition, and they're going to get it here shortly. But they, I think this team is ready to, you know, play a league schedule.
Well, you know,
they need to improve.
I think it just be on the floor at the same time and just figure things out. And, you know, you can't have 21 turnovers and win a ball game. And, you know, you got to have more assists. But, you know, I just – the two European kids are – you know, Tess Ritter is a wonderful player. But, you know, and he makes some moves. That's a really good move. But it's maybe a little slow, maybe a little hesitant. But he makes them now in you know, November and December. And as he gets a little more confidence, I think you're going to see some of those things look, some of those moves look really nice, you know, in at a later date when all these teams are starting to gel a little bit more or get, I guess, more familiar with each other.
All right, we got about a minute to go. Hobbo, don't go anywhere because we do want to cover the Olympic sports after we finish this segment.
All right.
Terry, final thoughts. Virginia plays Maryland Eastern Shore tomorrow night, which no question will be a snow game. Maryland on the 20th, so that's after exams, and then they play American. And then the last game of the calendar year, they'll play VPI in Blacksburg. So,
and that's a bonus because, that you know, it'll be full, but it won't be full of students.
That's right. That's exactly right.
That's a bonus on that, and that's a team looking for an identity with, you know, brand new personnel. So, yes, the Maryland game on the 20th, I'm sure they're all looking forward to. You know, look for a really good first half probably tomorrow night, and then God knows what happens in the second half if you're up by 20 at halftime.
I couldn't agree with you more. Terry, thanks for joining us tonight. Be safe tonight when you go out to get your hamburger. All right.
I'm walking.
Okay. Hobbo, stay on the line, okay? All right, we head to break. Come back on the other side. We'll do the Olympic Sports Report, which is brought to you by our good friends at the VAF.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia Virginia football is very bright.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
You don't succeed in life, business, or on the field by standing still. People in motion get things done.
A proud supporter of UVA Athletics, Hildrip is a 27-time honoree of United Van Lines Customer Choice Award. Wherever life takes you, you can trust Hildrip.
There's no flag on this play.
Schedule your free quote online at Hildrip.com or call 800-476-6683.
Helping customers by delivering excellence in everything they do. Hildrip, a world in motion. Visit Crown Acura Richmond today and experience 25 years of MDX innovation in motion. Crown Acura Richmond, luxury performance legacy.
At Crown Acura Richmond, you're more than a customer. You're part of our family. Award-winning service and a dedicated team.
Enjoy a stress-free buying experience with transparent pricing, flexible financing, and the confidence of Acura certified service.
For more info, visit crownacurarichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Ken Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners. Advancing medicines to improve lives.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back, and who's talking? We've got our final segment about to begin. Very exciting. This is your, believe it or not, number 577 broadcast. That's kind of unbelievable. 577. We enjoyed David Sloan earlier in the program as we talked about UVA's struggles to try to get that win against the Dukies in Charlotte. But Virginia did get a Gator Bowl bid, and that's very exciting, and a chance to play Missouri, an SEC opponent. I think it's exciting, and I think Virginia should be able to rally and get up for that game. All right. Terry Gates was just on with us, and we thank him, and we also thank Dr. Jody Smith from Ortho Virginia. All right. Hobbo, looking at the Olympic sports, first thing, women's hoops defeated Boston College to open their ACC schedule. They won 81-55. And that was the 1,000th win in Virginia program history. So pretty cool for the women to get that 81-55 win.
Going all the way back to Barbara Kelly and our friend Dan Bonner for a couple of years, and then Debbie Ryan for those many years. Debbie probably has a bunch of those 1,000 victories, but congratulations to them. It's good to get off to a good start in ACC play. Just a couple other things, Frank. I was going to mention, I don't know if you talked about this before, Will Bettridge, the Cavalier place kicker.
Yep.
He got the Jim Tatum Award, which is pretty impressive. That he was designated the top senior student athlete among the league's football players. So that's quite an honor for Will. He's a foreign affairs major with a minor in entrepreneurship, and he's the first who to win the award since Jordan Mack won it in 2018. 19. And the other thing I was going to mention last week and didn't get a chance, men's basketball received a $5 million gift from Drew and Kate Parker to benefit the Virginia men's basketball program at the discretion of athletic director Carla Williams. So the Parkers have stepped up, and I'm sure Coach Odom and the basketball office really appreciates that. And the other thing you probably have already mentioned, but we're on at 5 o'clock the next two Mondays, so we got to get people the information relative to tuning in early, both next Monday, the 15th, and the 22nd.
Well, next week, I was well aware of that. I was not aware that on the 22nd we're on at 5 o'clock that night as well.
Yes, according to what Rob Hoffman sent out a while back, and obviously that's a basketball game night. The Hoos play American that night at 6 o'clock at JPJ, so you and I will have to work out who's going to be behind and who might go to the game on the 22nd, which happens to be Habo's birthday. Big night.
All right, well, maybe I travel to that one and you can hang out in the studio. As far as December 15th, which is next Monday at 5 o'clock, I've invited Jeff McDonald, former UVA offensive lineman, and I've gotten approval from and confirmation from John Copper, former UVA linebacker. He will join us on that show, so it'll be a heavy dose of football. And Dr. Boyd Rawls with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. We should have some more news about those Virginia athletes between now and then. I'll be working
with you. Know,
the one benefit
of playing in the bowl game, that's December 27th as opposed to December 19th or 20th, so it's an extra week for people to try to rehab and get over whatever nagging injuries they might have.
Yes, and also gives the VAF and the school some time to sell some tickets so that people can get down to Jacksonville. So, you know, if you're going to fly, you got to have that real ID thing. So,
it's exciting. I heard you talking about the overtime, and that was clearly a heartbreaking loss. Give the team credit for fighting back in the fourth quarter to force overtime. I think one of the big plays, obviously, was the fourth down play, the fourth and goal, where the Duke quarterback was able to scramble and find an open receiver. If we'd been able to stop that fourth down play, then all you need is a Will Betridge field goal to win the game and move on.
Well,
you have to explain to me the trick play to start our offense on overtime. I didn't really understand that.
It was a horrible idea, and it's one of those things you do, you know, like in the middle of the third quarter. You don't do that in overtime. That thing.
And the other thing, I learned something because I thought the roughing the passer penalty, I didn't realize they would enforce that and force Virginia to start from the 40-yard line instead of the 25. I thought that would be just a situation where the penalty was declined and the Hoos would get it at the 25. So that was another big disadvantage.
I thought it was a cheap
have to
call.
Start at the 40.
I thought it was a cheap call. The linebacker, number one, James Jackson, shoved him. He didn't hit him, and I've seen, you know, Chandler Morris was getting hit late all night, but they didn't throw any flags on that. So, you know, I've got a bone to pick with the ACC refs, particularly with the replay official that worked the Wake Forest game. That guy, I might have to hunt him down with some questions, but. Anyway,
it's a tough loss. It's disappointing because it was, you know, it was a great opportunity to get an ACC championship and obviously move on to the college football playoff. And I think, as you said before, there were some financial incentives to do that, which Virginia may lose out on. But nevertheless, what you're thinking about Notre Dame? Should they have gotten in, or did the committee make the right decision?
No, I think Brigham Young had a better case than Notre Dame, and Notre Dame's in the hot seat. We haven't got any more time. We're going to head to our close tonight. Look forward to everybody joining us next Monday at 5 o'clock. Hopefully Jeff McDonald will join John Copper and Dr. Boyd Rawls. Stay with us.
That's it. That's it. It's all over.
Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan has been brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, Crown Acura, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, thesaber.com, Canal Capital Management, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Maxwell and Associates, Hilldrop Moving and Storage, Invictus Sales and Marketing, and James River Air. From the Pearson Signature Dealership Studio, this is the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, WRNL Richmond and WRVQ HD2 Richmond, always live on the free
Odyssey. This Odyssey Sports Broadcast is brought to you by GEICO. Switch and save. Get more with GEICO.
On 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
If it's Monday night, the NFL is on. Westwood One.
He digs, he turns, he dives. It is a touchdown! It is a touchdown!
And this is the Monday Night Football pregame.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.